This carved post once formed part of a house among the Santani people of New Guinea. The central notch on the top supported a beam that helped hold up the roof. Curator Eric Chelgren.
I like this piece really because of its very dramatic form as sort of rising from a central trunk into these almost wing-like projections at the top. Santani villages were built out over the water on stilts, and the piece would originally have been inserted in the mud, would have risen through the water and then come up through the floor of the house and spread out at the top.
The house post was carved from a tree trunk turned upside down, so the flaring part at the top of the post was actually made from the base of the tree with its plank-like roots. The upside-down placement of the tree may refer to the cosmic tree in Santani mythology, which was said to grow downward from its roots in the heavens.
While the roofs and the walls of the houses were constructed of relatively perishable materials, the supporting parts, like this one, were actually constructed out of hardwood which endured. So there were in many instances where you could see almost forests of these things sticking up through the water in various parts of Lake Santani. Nowadays, they don't exist anymore in that form. Many of them were collected by museums or simply rotted away.